Welcome everyone to the 2016 Playing Vinyl podcast. Hooray! You may have gathered with the background noise we are in a pub. For once we thought we'd have a couple of beers whilst we're chatting about, dare I say, a load of rubbish. But no,
content.
You know, content is a beautiful thing. We're going to review 2016. Can you imagine that? And what a year it's been. Where do we start? Has it been a good year or a bad year? I tell you what, should we...
It's been a tumultuous year.
It's been certainly a year of change, I think. But should we just all agree... Hang on, let me just introduce everyone who is we. So, working in a clockwise fashion, we have Benny Hogan.
Good enough, I mean.
The man that lives in the toilet. We have, from Grimsby, Sam Leadbeater, 24.
Super customer.
Yeah, all the way from Grimsby.
Who was actually one of the customers that very kindly spent some time and gave us the top 11 records of the year. We have Rad.
I like it, idiot.
I promise someone to speak in English in a minute, apart from me. And we've got a very special guest, Toby.
Hello.
From the Village Pop-Up, who is instrumental in organising the Record Store Day events and all of the closed events that we have down Castle Road. So we're delighted to have you along, Toby. Thank you for coming. Okay, so with beer in hand, hand in glove, we shall start the chat. I guess we should, let's do a brief overview of 2016, guys. Retracking slightly before I introduced you all, let's not talk about politics, because we don't really need to. It's going to be up to you, the listener, whether it's been a very good political year or a very bad political year. I think it's safe to say no comments from us at the moment. This is purely about the music.
We're in the pub, we're not. So, it's the rules of the bar.
Yes.
No politics, no religion.
I feel that every single table around here probably are talking about politics and religion. So it would be quite refreshing if this table isn't. So let's keep it strictly music, guys. Otherwise, this could be quite a long, long conversation. So, 2016 in review. You could argue it started on the 28th of December 2015 because Lemmy, bless him, passed away. And little did we know, there were a few other musical icons, certainly of that stature and possibly a bit bigger to come, in the first few months of 2016. So, Mr. David Bowie, of course. Prince seems to be quite a major one. And then at the tail end, Leonard Cohen. Plus plenty of big musical icons all the way through the year. Benny, what's 2016 mean to you?
Oh, the highlights of 2016. Can I just give a shout out for the restoration that we performed within the chapel? We've given it a bit of a transformation, so that's been good. You know, it's really nice to see the shop looking kind of sprightly and... refreshed and rejigged, so that's been lovely. I've not got too bogged down in the depths of this year, because you know, people die, especially famous people, all people, so that's fine. And I'm kind of glad people die rather than live forever, which would be a terrible thing.
Okay, so, well, maybe we should let's take ourselves back to that conversation we had about life or death and our beliefs that no, let's not do that. Samuel from Grimsby, 24. What, maybe in one word, describe 2016 in one word. That's pretty hard.
Tricky.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Tricky. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I was off the back of the deaths. The one positive that came out of David Bowie dying, Leonard Cohen dying, Prince dying, is that I spent a lot more time listening to their music than I possibly would have done this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, as much as I wish they were still on the planet making music,
etc. Yeah.
You know, yeah, it opened my ears to a lot of fantastic music probably wouldn't have listened to this year.
Yeah,
so.
Good point. And you're certainly an outer statesman of great music. So I imagine all of these people that have been exposed to them this year. So there certainly is a legacy in these great people's deaths. Rad, 2016 in one word.
Banging. Mostly because of all of the banging BBC 4 documentaries that have been on off the back of all of these curtains being drawn. So I learned a lot more about the musicians that we all think we all knew everything there was to know about. And Twice a Guy only released one album, so
that is a beat in itself.
Bit of a letdown. Yeah.
Although he's certainly starting 2017 with his first probably 16 albums, so they're all some kind of collab somewhere. I guess that's a real shame that David Bowie and Ty Segall couldn't get together and have a kind of Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney moment. But there we go. Actually, some things we can, as Sam said, we can be grateful of some things.
I watched the interview on YouTube the other day of David Bowie and Trent Reznor when they did a collab, and that was weird viewing. Literally just after Pretty Hate Machine had come out, so when Trent Reznor was at his kind of his epitome of like weirdo bad boy, just sat next to Ziggy Stardust. Stranger Things could have happened.
Absolutely. We're just waiting for the John Dwyer, Ty Segall Dancing in the Street cover, and I think we would really have come full circle. Toby. 2016, and you.
I have to give you two words. On a personal level, amazing. On a world level.
Editor, censor that comment. Yeah, we were, trademark Pine Vinyl officially has no comment on the political issues of 2016 and doesn't wish to get involved.
No, I don't either.
We'll all be swimming in the sea.
But personally, it's been very good. My goal at the beginning of the year is to run 8 events. I've run 9, so I've done all right.
Okay, sure. So, yeah, cool.
And my goal next year is to run 6 markets and hopefully 10 events overall. So we'll see.
When you say run them, do you mean you just run up and down?
No, I mean organise.
Is it like a marathon, a charity thing?
No, organise, plan, especially the markets we do in Castle Road.
Yeah.
Organising a lot of local traders to come down, and independent traders, and really help the roads succeed. I think we've got one of the best roads in Portsmouth, and especially the Record Store Day.
Yeah.
We've got one of the only days really in the South Coast, apart from sort of Brighton, that organises something
for
music lovers to come down and enjoy. So,
well said, Batman. Yeah, it's been a great year for vinyl. It's been the first time that vinyl sales actually surpassed digital sales.
That's amazing.
So that's very big news. The physical format is well and truly back. That's official.
I don't think it's going to go away either, really.
Let's hope so. I mean, Toby, I'm just looking around. Apart from Sam from Grimsby 24, I think you're the youngest pup here, so I think that's a very valid comment. And you can probably see how this is affecting the younger generation and whether they're going to grab this and really take it forward.
I think they will, yeah. I think a lot of music lovers do. So it's something, it's not just about owning a song, is it? It's collectible. I think that's why it's come back so much.
To
give a gift of vinyl to someone for Christmas or their birthday, it's something that they can take, and buying a record is something that you keep, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's an item as, you know, it's a gift, isn't it? That's the way I see it anyway.
Just pass Toby an envelope with cash on it.
Goodbye.
Where would you buy these? Okay, great. Well, in summary, it's been a good year for the vinyl format for sure. Other highlights I'd like to mention, it was great BBC Six music event for us down in Bristol this year, which is really fantastic. As always, those guys support us, and we're very honoured, and we met some great people down there. It was another fantastic Record Store Day event, and again, that's why it's lovely having Toby here. Ben's already mentioned the changes in the shop. There are a few changes. Look out for that if you haven't been in for a while. And it's been a very positive 2016 in terms of the evolution of Pie and Vinyl, and hopefully that's why you're listening. Okay, so we move on gallantly to the highlights in the shop in terms of in-stores and events. So I guess if we just keep this fairly quick, if we all choose one each. Benny, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to go for the Augustines.
Okay.
I knew nothing about these guys before they came in. I listened to a few tracks literally the morning they were due to come in, and I was a little bit lukewarm to it. And then when they came in, the chap, big American guy from New York, absolutely killed it, just with a kind of just the guitar on his own. He, at the end of his set, he did an a cappella version of one of his songs. So he just stood in front of a bunch of strangers in a sweaty prize shop and screamed and sang at them. And it was lump in the throat moments for most of the people in the shop. It was really, really tense and a beautiful kind of thing to share with people. Yeah. And he had huge hands. He was American and he had big hands and he smelled good. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Of American tobacco.
God damn it, Jesus.
So Benny had quite an experience there. Sam, what was yours?
Mine was Mystery Jets.
It was, yes.
Yeah, they were great.
Damn it, you stole mine. Oh, great, yeah. Well done, Sam. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it was that. It was a band of my sort of teenage years.
Yeah.
And it was great to see them again. I hadn't seen them in years. They were amazing. They played a nice selection of old and new stuff.
Yeah.
Which was brilliant. And it was the whole band.
Mm.
Which you don't always get it in stores. So.
Yeah, they were such lovely guys. A couple of stories, if I can just mention them. First of all, talking about Benny's lump in the throat moment, I had a very similar experience when the Mystery Jets played, because it was straight after David Bowie played, and they played 5 years in the shop.
Yeah.
And it was an absolutely fantastic cover version, and because of the emotion going around the room, it was really great. And even Blaine, you know, you could hear him really stretching the upper reaches of his vocal, and it was a really special moment. And sometimes you just look around and you think you're lucky to be involved in a certain moment, and I certainly felt that. The other side of that, they are great guys. You know, they on Southsea Fest, they took the time to come and visit us in the church when we had our stage, just to say hello. I mean, that's how lovely they are. So I just wanted to add those two little points there. Rad, what do you think?
It feels like a cop out because they've played in the shop before, but Ultimate Painting came back to us again this year, and if they came back next year, it would be my highlight of the year next year, no doubt, as well. I don't, it's something of an affinity for Ultimate Painting in the shop, and it feels like a reset. They feel like a reset band for us, like if we've had a relatively busy day. We pop one of their albums on, and everyone just kind of just reaches a position of zen. And yeah, to see them do that, to witness them do that in front of us is always a treat and a charm. And they're lovely chaps as well. They're really, really pleasant guys. Totally understand what we're about, what we're doing in there. And yes, it's you know, another signed over painting record for the collection. So you know, yeah, that was definitely a highlight for me.
Yeah, lovely, lovely guys. Yeah. Big supporters. It's very humbling when these people actually get in contact and ask if they can come and play in the shop, and they're wonderful. And their new record, Dusk, is a fantastic record. Toby, you can just say record store then.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Thank you. It's been great to organise Record Store Day. I think we've done it 2 years now, hopefully, maybe more than that.
Well, yeah, we've been involved from the start. I guess where it's been a bigger event has been the last 2 years. Yeah.
So obviously looking forward to next year as the third year. This year we have Band of Skulls play,
which
is a very special moment, I think, and a very good moment for you as Pie and Vinyl, and you know, for the road, Castle Road as well. It was a great event, and hopefully we can pull off sort of something similar, that, you know, this coming year, maybe make it a little bit bigger, and look at what acts we can get. But certainly with people like Glen Avon as well playing and Plastic Mermaid, yeah, who have done incredibly well this year.
They
have
a big year. They both had a
very good year, and you know, I'm looking forward to see what they come up with as well.
Yeah.
You know, in the future, they're two bands I really, really like.
Yeah.
And you know, getting more bands like that down the road is something that can only put it on the map and put Blind Vinyl on the map as well. So.
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much. Okay. If I just mention a couple of other bits, I guess Sam has taken what I was going to mention, but it was just one of the things I was going to mention. I've got to say, I really enjoyed the Radiohead event. It was a huge privilege to be part of that. There was only actually 14 record shops in the country that was part of that particular event. So if you missed that one, when A Moonshaped Pool was released, there was an exclusive DJ session, mix session, beamed to certain record stores. People were invited to come along and have a few drinks, get involved with the whole atmosphere of the release. And it was just a lovely atmosphere in the shop. And what a great album as well. I guess we'll talk about that a bit later. That was certainly one of my highlights. Record Store Day, I thought the Duke Spirit were great. Viv Albertine as well, when she read excerpts from her book in the shop in February time. That was absolutely a piece of history coming from someone's mouth that's lived through the whole punk movement. That was a real honour. And just a fun little one, we had a Twin Peaks event as well, and what amazed me was we advertised, if people turned up dressed as characters from Twin Peaks, they would get free coffee, and people actually did that, and I loved Log Lady. It was an absolutely brilliant...
If you're out there, Log Lady...
If you're out there, I love you, and you can have free coffee for life.
We had a really good Leo and Sarah Palmer as well at the
wrapped
end of the day.
Yeah.
What about Sarah Palmer in the body bag? You know?
Yeah. In some kind of shower curtain.
Yeah,
big up for the getting a shower curtain and pretending to be a dead Laura Palmer.
Sarah Palmer.
But we knew who you meant. We knew who you meant. I think 2017 is definitely going to be the year for Twin Peaks, so that was a great honour as well. Okay, it's business time. It's all about the records of the year, 2016. So recently we have released our official list. We don't take it as seriously as perhaps some other record stores. There is no definitive list, but we have suggested all of our own favourites individually and also the shop's favourite. So I guess we can just mention some of our favourites of the year, maybe 2-3 each, just to keep this rolling. And we need to get another beer soon as well. So Benny, what do you think? Who's been your favourite?
Okay, so I'm just going to do this really quickly. Anoni, Hopelessness, Car Seat Headrest, Teams of Denial. I'm going to put Trust Bunks in there as well, because that was just kind of a left field band I didn't expect to find.
Yeah,
I really
that was
like
great.
That record. Really great punky, post-punk kind of vibe.
Sam?
Just to pull a couple off the list that I gave you. Keaton Henson.
Yeah.
He can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Everything he does is
beautiful.
Does he
make you cry?
He does make me cry.
Good. Three people I know.
He makes me weep. Kigagaku Moyo was
okay.
The sort of find of the year. They
yeah.
were brilliant live. Took
Japanese.
My girlfriend to see them and she loved them, so that's always a good sign.
Japanese,
amazing sitars, guitars, drums, bass, vocals, but yeah, brilliant psych rock.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good. The album's brilliant. And pull another off there, Minor Victories. Minor Victories
didn't
brilliant.
You see them recently?
Yeah, I did, Steve. I think I saw them with you.
How
for about
long did you see them before?
All of about 5 minutes. Yeah, so they were great. All 5 minutes we saw were brilliant.
Yeah.
And the album's amazing.
Did we decay
so,
there?
But yeah, honorable mentions were Heron Oblivion and what else? I forgot, so I'm going to check my phone. Oh, the King Creosote album.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It came out like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that has flown under
brilliant.
The radar, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, very pretty.
Right. So, yeah, stuff that's really, really kind of impressed me this year that I probably wouldn't have come by would be the Mark Kiwanuka album. That is just a soulful bliss. Pop that one on in the store. You know, it's another reset album.
Undeniably good quality.
Yeah, it's lush. Also, Kevin Morby's album, which I suppose is a bit of a cheat because it's very closely related to everyone that I'm a massive fan of. But nevertheless, his album, he's not a garage musician.
Singing Saw is great.
Yeah, Singing Saw is a lovely album. Yeah. Really is lush. And also Riley Walker, really lovely. And they've been kind of my favourite three albums to when customers come up and say, what are we listening to? And then we try and sell them like a copy of each one, you know. So yeah, that's
okay. Great. Cool, thank you, Toby.
You want to tell me my favourite album of the year?
Just your favourite.
And my favourite album of the year is probably Boy King by Wild Beast. I really like that album. I've really liked them for a while. I've seen them a few times. I haven't seen them for a couple of years. Went to see them on their opening night on their tour in Bristol, and they're really incredible live band. I thought I'd give that one a mention, definitely.
I think that was quite a popular choice amongst some of the people here that may have caught them live this year.
Yeah, they're really good. So I'm looking forward to their sort of like doing the festival run next season, definitely seeing them some more. So
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much. I'll just pitch in with three in front of my eyes here, which is Japanese Breakfast, Psycho Pomp, Devendra Banhart, Ape in Pink Marple, Mark Pritchard, Under the Sun. I'm not going to tell you what they're like. Go and listen to them. There we go. So if you want to check out our official records of the year, then have a look on our website. It's kind of posted as well on our socials. And what we're actually doing this year, as we've done in the last previous years, is we're going to have a People's Champion. So we are going to link in on Facebook all of the top 11 records. We do 11 because it's easier to choose from than 10, and in that
true
kind of spinal tap there we go. Damn you, Sam.
I'm just stealing your lines all night.
These lists go up to 11.
The amount of people that laughed at that point there as well. We go. Apparently, we also sell pies. So
there's a vicious rumour.
There is a rumour. So, we thought we'd have fun. What's your favourite pie this year, Ben?
I'm probably going to get this wrong, and Tash is going to want to skewer me.
Tash listens to this.
But the Fat Cat pie, which was formerly the Burger Records pie.
New and improved Burger Records pie, yes.
Right, I'm going to throw this out there. I preferred the burger because there was a bit more barbecue sauce in there. However, the Fat Cat does have the addition of a tasty rasher of bacon. So if you're a bacon kind of fan, then, you know, disregard what I've just said.
Yeah.
I'm kind of caught in the past.
Sam?
We've just realised via Sam trying to blag the name of the pie that I'd selected from me, and I refused to tell him, so perhaps we should just fold two into one.
You could say Ginsters or
Pucker.
Pucker, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really keen. really keen on the Pucker.
Yeah.
Pucker pies.
Yeah, what flavour?
Co-op pies.
All Pucker pies.
Just the Pucker pie.
Just love
any pie.
Pastry.
Just pastry.
Gravy.
Why don't we do a pie with pastry in it?
Yeah,
perfect.
Pastry pie.
No, I was keen on the one that Rad's going to mention in a second.
Yeah.
But
you've done it to me. Go on.
You know, as long as it hasn't got mushroom
what's
in.
What's it called again, Sam?
I've got no idea. No idea.
It's called the Not Dog.
That's
yeah,
it.
The vegan, sausage pie. All right, the Not
Dog. Great.
That's by a long shot. God, I just want summer to come back because we change our menu throughout the seasons, and it's on hiatus until the sun comes out again. So, but yeah, it's a really, really, really tasty pie. Whether you be vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, or you just love meat, you know, it's really, really pleasant. Really, really pleasant pie.
And backwards, not dog is ton god.
Ton god. Yeah, Sam's definitely a ton.
Sam's
so that's Toby, I don't want to presume you frequent our store for your lunch or your dinner, but you know, if there was a pie.
Yeah, to be honest, when I come in, I usually go for a chicken-based pie.
Okay.
And again, I can't remember the name of it, so
anyone.
Chicken ginsters. That's perfect.
What's your chicken and leek and?
Ginsters are sponsoring this.
Chicken and chicken.
Pie cast.
You do chicken and leek.
We
what's that called?
The space.
That's the free ranger. There you go. That's my favourite pie. Yes.
Hats off to Pine and Stir for that one.
Yeah, that's definitely my favourite pie. I think.
Prime Minister classic. Okay, I'm gonna go for the back to black. Which is our first pie with black pastry. It seems to be really popular in the shop. It's actually a beef Wellington wrapped in parma ham with mushroom pate. And I finally got to sound a bit like Alan Partridge live on air just then. So the back to black, come and check it out. Okay, on to the gigs of the year. If we just choose one each, I know this is repetitive, listeners, but you know, we choose things. People like this stuff, they like lists and things. So, favourite gig of the year? A simple question to you, Ben.
The Fall at Concord, Brighton. It's probably towards the beginning of the year,
right? Okay,
yeah, that was great. I went with my lovely girlfriend Rachel, and we took one of our most select customers, Mr. Neil Evenden, with us.
Binky.
We took Binky with us on a road trip to Brighton to see the
good old Binky,
and it was a fantastic time. And Neil did shower us with all kinds of fall-related gifts for the.
Into the car and out of it.
Yeah, I got a mug, some CDs, a couple of 7 inches. Yeah.
Just more than one 7 inch.
Yeah. Well, me and Rachel were flying over.
Seven inches.
Pinky. He was called Pinky. Wow, that's very kind.
So that was a great gig, and thanks to Neil for showering.
Pinky's a legend.
Yeah, thanks Neil for the invite. Yeah. Sam, gig of the year.
It was the one that almost made me cry. It was Mr. Henson, Kim Henson at the Palladium.
Placebo last week. Okay.
No, not quite.
For very different reasons.
But I'm on a roller coaster.
No, he's great. Like, he doesn't perform a lot. He has massive anxiety issues. So when he does perform, it's pretty special. His songs are amazing. Performs them live amazingly.
Yeah.
He has a 4-piece orchestra with him. And yeah, it's brilliant. It's the most emotional music I've ever listened to. I've seen him a couple of times, and every time he's amazing. So absolutely, again, a gig of the year for me.
Yeah, well, quite a recommendation. Rad.
Predictably, I went into the OCs at the Coronet, which was not only my gig of the year, but my night out of the year as well, because we missed the last train home and ended up drinking Red Stripe and eating chicken outside the Guildhall in Brixton, so that was rad. OCs at the Coronet. I mean, I've seen the OCs a few times in the last couple of years. I guess I'm quite lucky there, but that was one of their standout performances for me. And more to the point, I think their support, which was the Blind Shake, was one I've not come by yet, and put the Blind Shake on my radar, and their record was released I think towards the end of the summer, maybe early autumn, and that's a really, really, really dope album as well. So definitely check that out if you get an opportunity. But if you've never seen the OCs, go to the OCs, because the OCs is really good, and the Coronet's nice, and Brixton's alright at 4 a.m. as well.
Good. So that's like a travel expert for the Brixton area.
And Jack Chicken's nice.
Yeah. So check out Brixton and the OCs. Toby?
Well, I'm going to stay in Brixton, actually, and say that probably one of my favourite gigs of the year is probably M83.
Oh, wow,
The French sort of electronic producer and his live band.
Anthony Gonzalez.
He's I've never seen him before. I missed him at Glastonbury this year. I had a shocker and just didn't go, and he was headlining John Peel, and I should have gone. So I saw him in Brixton last month, and he's incredible.
Yeah.
Really, really good. A lot of electronic stuff.
Did he play a lot from the new album?
Yeah, I really like the new album, though. Yeah. It's a bit different to perhaps, a bit more, slightly more commercial than what they've done before. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. He's really good live, and his live band are really good as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, great shout. Definitely a highlight. Great shout, yeah. Okay, I'd better choose one. It's so hard to remember all of them, I'll be honest. the end of the Road Festival, which is a bit of a cop-out, really sticks out for me. It was just a fantastic event. And I just saw so many great, great acts. So it is a cop-out. If I had to choose one, I'd probably choose Bloodsport, who we put on recently. They were just absolutely great. You kind of forget how good they are. So I really enjoyed that. And I also really enjoyed Sasha, who sadly can't be with us. As he's in South Korea teaching English and dancing in the aisles of IKEA. So Sasha's last show before he went, that was really, really special as well. So yeah, I can't remember real great ones. Okay, we're back. Sorry, we just had to go and get another beer. And go for a quick wee, and we are refreshed for the second part of this. So we're so done with 2016. We've established it's a great terrible year, but a great year for music. It's all about looking ahead now. So we're going to look ahead to the year 2017. Can anyone else remember when we went into the millennium and they told us that computers were going to blow up when it got to 12 o'clock.
The world's going
to
end.
And now we're 17 years ahead of that time. Can anyone remember that?
I think I lost my virginity for a chance to have heard about that. Sort of just kind of convincing her that if we didn't do it there and then we'd never be able to record it and put it on the internet.
We've got to do it in this century, darling. We've got to. Next year we'll... That's a good one. I can't wait for... 73 years time.
I'm sorry, I was
when
sick.
We lost opportunity.
Yeah. I was at the Wedgwood Rooms watching the Silver Beatles.
Oh yes, okay.
Yeah. And at the apex of the night, as the countdown kind of kicked in, I went outside and vomited vociferously into the gutter outside the Wedgwood Rooms. And there were no countdown bugs. Let it be said, it was all fine.
It was all fine.
We were all good.
We survived. I can't believe it. It's 17 years past that momentous occasion. So the year ahead. So in the first quarter, at least, we've got some big releases.
What are you looking forward to, Steve?
Thank you, Ben. That was nice to be asked the question there. Well, I don't, you know, there's a few. I get the feeling there's some big ones. I always do. We always do. You know, they'll be the ones that sort of peer behind your shoulder and say, "Hi, remember me? I'm a massive artist. Here we go. Here's my new album, The Smiths." No, but you know, we've already got the XX that are going to kick off 2017. Let's not forget they're a pretty big band. So I'm looking forward to their new record. I'm just going to choose some.
King Gizzard.
Apparently, there's a little band called King Wizard and the Lizard Gizzard Lizards. They've got a new record out, surprisingly, the 27th.
Microtonal Flying Banana, and another four albums to come in this very year, it's 2017. But
Yeah, you guys love them, don't you? Well, you guys, I'm looking at three of you, you love them.
Sling Blizzard and the Eddie Izzard.
King Gizzard.
Eddie Izzard. They're going to make five albums with different...
So that's Jizz Wizard and the Aiden Hazard coming to your ears soon. Ryan Adams, you know, I guess he's a big artist. He's releasing more kind of, but you know, he's split up with his pop star wife, so that could be interesting.
Pop star wife.
Mandy Moore, who was a 90s kind of pop singer, had a couple of hits. Yeah. Of course, he didn't marry her for the. You know, the backstage VIP pass situation. Elbow, they've got a new album out, Run the Jewels, Laura Marling. There's a few names there. Let's throw this out to Sam from Grimsby.
Yeah, not actually from Grimsby. Sorry.
Don't be ashamed. Went to Grimsby recently and it was great.
Yeah, you went there with me, didn't you? That was an experience. I'm really excited about the new Cloud Nothings album.
Oh, great, yeah.
I love the Cloud Nothings. Mm. Looking forward to that. The new Proper Ornaments album,
yeah.
Foxhole.
Yeah, yeah.
That's already on the pre-order.
One of the members of Ultimate Painting, James. Yeah. James Hall, yeah.
Foxygen.
Yes, yeah.
Love fantastic the Foxygen. Band.
Yeah.
And the new stuff sounds great. So.
It's about time they got quite big, or, you know, it's a third album.
Yeah, well, they've just sort of simmered in the background, haven't they?
Mm. Kind of a comedy band, if you like Lemon Twigs. They're actually on there, the brothers.
Yeah, they've got a few collabs, haven't they, on the new album.
Yes, a few special guests, yeah.
So, yeah, those things I'm looking forward to. I am intrigued as to what the new Temples album will hold.
Yeah,
I love the debut album.
Kettering's Finest,
yeah. So that's coming out, I don't know when, January, February? March
February, maybe. First quarter.
It fits in sometime, there. Yeah. So that'll be great.
The new what's that Australian band that are really big called Tame Impala? The
Never
UK Tame Impala?
The British Tame Impala. Part of that psych revival, aren't they?
Yeah, but in a very poppy sense. Yeah.
They've done well.
They've done all right then. Yeah.
And Japan Droids.
Japan Droids, yeah.
Another band that's
here from Brian again. And
love them. So
great bands.
They're the albums I'm looking forward to. And you mentioned Ryan Adams. He's great. I love Ryan
Automatic
Adams.
Automatic tears on your cheeks, Ryan Adams. Almost like Keaton Henson, I guess. Yeah. Toby, let's mix this up.
Well, one that's coming out in actually a couple of weeks, but in 2017, is Sundara Karma, and they've done quite well this year.
Mm.
I think they're on BBC Sound of 2016 list. Someone I really liked, saw them at the Wedgwood Rooms back in May, and yeah, a really good
playing again the headlining of the Wedge. Yeah.
Okay, nice. First yeah, yeah. Really good, like indie band, sort of. I guess you could put them in the same bracket of sort of Temples in that respect, but on their debut album. And yeah, I'd like to see what they come up with, I think.
Yeah.
They could be really good. I've heard a couple of their singles and I've really enjoyed them, so really looking forward to the album.
Yeah. Good. Benny, what are you thinking?
Flaming Lips. I shall be Wayne coining vigorously for that.
Yeah.
Say that again, Benny, and faster.
Wayne coining. Wayne Coinage.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the Flaming Lips new album type, which Steve earlier on explained to me is entitled Oxy
Melody.
Say
that quickly. And then you might get the true meaning.
Sleaford Mods. I think February for Sleaford Mods.
More spitting vile about our current situation in the world.
Expect some on point political assassination from those guys.
Yeah.
Sam's already mentioned a few of the others that I was looking forward to. Fox Gene. How about you, Rat?
Yeah, it's hard to pick one really that hasn't already been.
Is it hard to pick one?
It's really hard to pick one
because there is one that has got your name all over it.
I'm buzzing for the new. Steve mentioned it, the new Run the Jewel album. Mostly because every time we DJ out, me and Ben, and I play hip hop, he gets nervous. So he'll give me another reason to play hip hop and look at that nervous face. On Ben, he doesn't have quite how to follow. So
right, there really is one for you.
All Them Witches. That was it. All Them Witches.
We have saved this moment for you.
Their debut album came out this year. All Them Witches. Really enjoyed that. And
who's your surrogate father?
Okay, Beeps. Ty's
Moon Duo. I'm looking forward to the new Moon Duo album. I like Moon Duo a lot. They sound very similar to another artist I kind of like a little bit.
Is it Steven? Steven Seagal?
I'm looking forward to the reissue of The Final Cut by Pink Floyd. That will be close to completing my Pink Floyd reissue collection. And okay. The new Ty Seagal album. The single that's been released for it is awesome. And I think I'm looking forward to it mostly because it feels like it's going to be more of a kind of a Goodbye Bread-esque Ty Seagal offering. So I'm really excited about that, and I don't have to wait long for it. It's like less than a month.
It's so, not too long, and he's not working with the usual suspects, which could. He's working with Emmett Kelly from the Cairo Gang, who's worked with Bonnie Prince Billy, obviously the Drag City Link, There's no Michael Cronin this time, which is incredible. So, you know, not saying that's a bad thing, but it certainly might freshen Tysegal's sound up. It could certainly be interesting.
But I think, you know, in that sphere as well, like, I'm really buzzing for the Meat Bodies album. I really enjoyed the Meat Bodies release from last year.
Yeah.
It was quite pretty underrated at the time, and it's apparently a concept album. I don't really know what that means. When I listened to it, it just sounded like Meat Bodies, but you know.
They've come up with a concept to their album.
Yeah.
Do Happy Meal Limited have something coming up?
It's not announced, Benny, but they have just released a 7-inch, and, you know, judging by what we saw last year, I'm sure they will make their mark this year on, I'm not sure what label, but I'm led to believe, and can quite truly believe as well, there's quite a few labels scampering around their ankles. Great, so we're in for an exciting first quarter of the year. Just to mention some reissues, the Big Star 2 albums are finally coming out. There's some Killing Joke picture discs. They're releasing their back cat on picture disc for a limited time. So yes, for the first 3 months until Record Store Day, I guess we're in for an absolute treat. Just moving on very quickly to Iron Vinyl Records, the label. We are working with a new artist, so watch out for this guy next year. Highlights of Our Modern World. It sounds a bit like John Hopkins and Floating Points. Also Pine Vinyl Presents. We've had a few shows this year. We've got one booked with Oliver Wilde. Venue to be decided.
John Hopkins.
John Hopkins, yeah, I'm sure he'll release something this year. On to Record Store Day 2017. Okay, the date for your diary this year is the 15th of April. So get that penciled in, Sharpie. Ah, Sam.
It's Easter Saturday, isn't it, I think?
Apparently so. So I think we've done an Easter weekend
before. So 4-day weekend, so, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
Totally up for that.
Yeah, so start queuing from, I don't know, Monday?
Dawn on Friday.
Yeah, go
After the night out on Thursday night, then you just go straight to Pine Vinyl.
Yeah, well, I think the record is 3 p.m. on a Friday, so that's what we're looking to beat this year. So 3 p.m. by our number one, and he's called Number One, who was also in Grimsby recently, Mike Theobald. We also call him Number One. We have Number Two here tonight. Okay, I think we pretty much, and clearly, we've pretty much come to the end of this.
Whose round is it?
The question is being asked, and I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I bought the last two rounds, so it's not mine.
But we draw the podcast out a little bit longer. We're still on Steve's.
I just want to mention we do have our top 11 records for sale in the shop. For a reduced rate of £220, can you imagine that? Combined, it would be £270.88 with a saving of £50.88. Sam Leadbeater, I'm looking at you.
Got them.
They are, you do, I know, you do.
Got them already.
Absolutely. They're not really aimed at anyone here, I don't think, but if you do feel slightly, what's the word, slightly intimidated by the sheer volume of releases every week, and our recommendations, come and buy 11 records for £220, and we could change your life. Who knows?
You'll be pleasantly the number surprised. One person, right, that would benefit from this gift, right, would be that person in your family, and everyone's got one that says music's not what it used to be. Right?
It definitely
pop into
is.
Pine Vinyl, get in the top 11 records of the year for a bargain price of £220, and watch them eat their own words.
To be honest, I'd be up for probably paying for it. So. Just to see the look on their face.
Yeah. If you stop listening to music in the mid-90s, just kill yourself.
Like a lot of people.
That's the mic drop and leave. Like, that's game over.
That's like,
you just hear a boom feedback.
That's a wrap, guys.
That's a wrap. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you,
just a
no
big
worries.
Fat
thank
happy
you,
new
everyone.
Year to all of our loyal supporters this year, and you know, without you guys, we wouldn't turn up into a pub, drink beer, talk a load of rubbish. So we've got you to thank for that. So thank you. Have a great Christmas. Hopefully this will be coming in your ears very soon. Happy New Year from all of us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. King is Elizabeth.
Wayne Coy.
It's not my round.
King is